Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
It's time to talk pensions. Today we have Steve Connolly from Workplace Pensions Direct. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Beth.
Today it's about the potential mistakes that could be made by employers. Tell me what I mean by mistakes.
That's right. So every employer has an opportunity to make a choice about which pension scheme to put in place for their staff. So we have 700,000 businesses now this year putting in place a pension scheme, and they have a choice. But the choice they make is going to impact the employees for the rest of their, not just working life, the rest of their life.
It's a pretty big decision.
It's a big decision, and the employer can make a good choice or a bad choice. So really, you know, what I've decided to talk about today really is the shocking news really for me that there is actually no law that requires the employer to make a good choice. So there are some guidelines, and I challenged the regulator. I asked them, is that the law? And they said, well, choosing a good scheme is not mandated by law and is not enforceable.
So it's kind of a tick box, isn't it? You've done something, but it doesn't actually matter what that something is.
Absolutely right. The regulator went on to say that a lot of employers are choosing the first scheme they come across, or are perhaps encouraged by their accountant to choose a pension scheme that's easy for the accountant.
Or free. Some, aren't there, that are free.
That's right. Well, there are some advertised as free. And I've actually mentioned this to the regulator, and they said, well, we don't regulate marketing. If you want to complain, you have to complain to the Advertising Standards Board. Some advertise themselves as free when actually they're free to their employer. So the employer might save £100 or £200, but these schemes that can often be twice as expensive for the employee. And over a working life, they could be paying not just a few hundred pounds, not just a few thousand pounds, tens of thousand pounds more in charges over a working life than they would have done in a so-called expensive pension scheme to the employer.
Have there been mistakes made in the past that have, you know, that you can remember or flagged up particularly bad choices employers have made?
Yeah, so the guidance from the pension regulator on the website actually flags some of the issues that people come up against. So you might have, for example, a restaurant, and we have seen examples of this, where you have a lot of part-time people who aren't all paid high wages because they're only working a few hours a week. Mm-hmm. So they might earn less than £10,000 a year, which means they're not a taxpayer. And if the employer just uses a free pension scheme or an accountant-recommended pension scheme, all the staff can miss out on tax relief, which means that their pension pot could have been 25% bigger had the employer taken their time and chosen a scheme that's suitable for their workforce.
25% is a big chunk, isn't it?
You can imagine that. You're coming up to retirement, you're 65, 66, 67, and you think your pension pot could have been 25% bigger had that employer just taken the time to make a good choice.
Mm.
The other example is the free. So a football club I know has chosen a free pension scheme. To the employer is free, but to the employee they're paying twice as much as they would have done if the employer had done a bit of research and found one that was right for them.
So what should people be doing? I mean, if there are employers listening who need to sort their scheme out, which they should be well on the way with by now.
Absolutely.
You know, what's the advice to them? And then on the other side, if you're an employee and you know that your employer is trying to sort it out, what should the advice be to them?
Yeah, I mean, look, there is the requirement to comply by the law and have a pension scheme in place in the relevant timescales. And if that doesn't happen, then the employer could be fined. So I can appreciate the need to kind of get something done and get something done as easily as possible. But I would encourage employers to think again about the impact for employees when they do discover that they're paying twice as much in charges as they would have done had the employer made a good choice. So really the message to employers is look at the pension regulator guidance. You can get help from as little as £1 a day for some expert to help you to make the right choices. So it's not a ridiculous amount of money.
That would be something that you would do.
That's what we do as our business, yes. For the employee, I'd say about one in five people listening in on this to this program, actually their employer right now is choosing a pension scheme. Oh. And so really show an interest, speak up, ask questions, ask what considerations they're giving to the staff. At the end of the day, if the employer does put in place a bad scheme for their staff, it's going to affect morale, motivation, retention of staff. And the companies that choose to set up in place a good scheme, that's going to attract good quality staff. They're going to be highly motivated and looking forward to a comfortable level of income in retirement.
Tell us where we can get this help then, Steve.
So my company is Workplace Pensions Direct. You can get help from us anytime. We'll talk you through it all. Very low cost operation, local. So it's workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Fantastic. Steve Conley, thank you very much for coming in. And a huge good luck to everyone out there about to ask their boss about their pension. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.